Welcome to Global Citizenship Reflections, where the fifth form will reflect on a year of activity. Every Wednesday, all students do a Global Citizenship Activity, GC for short. GC provides students with a deeper understanding of themselves, their identities, and their place in the world beyond Wellington, and helps shape a more equitable and sustainable future. In this episode, we'll be hearing from pupils who worked with the elderly. There are well-documented benefits of intergenerational exchange, including reduction in social isolation, better physical health for the older people involved, less likely to suffer from depression, and have a higher rating for satisfaction in their lives. First, we'll be hearing from students who volunteered at the daycare centre, Coates, for those who still live independently.
We went to Coates Day Home for the Elderly every Wednesday from mid-September to the end of March.
Thought we made real connections with them, and I think we really brightened their day.
I think we could have planned and organised more activities prior to arriving, so we had a clear plan of what to do when we got there.
We would also organise groups of people to speak to on a rotation to find out more and connect with more of them, as I feel I spoke to the same people every week.
We learned how to make conversation with people in a different generation. This was very interesting as we listened to their stories and learned valuable lessons.
I thought it was quite a positive experience. It was also quite educational. It's going and speaking to people from all different kinds of backgrounds every week. We learned quite a lot.
I think we enriched them as they were excited to see us every week, and they enjoyed speaking to us and asking questions about our school. And because of this, they were sad to see us go.
Next, we'll be hearing from students who volunteered at St. Brennan's and the experience of students volunteering in two residential day homes.
Me and our group went to St. Brennan's, the care home, so that we could just talk to, sit down, like play games with the elderly.
We basically did it just so that we can make their day a bit more fun and interesting.
I thought that it was really good to get to know some of them, and what went well was when we played games with them, particularly Connect Four seemed to like work really well, and it got everyone involved, which was really fun.
I think that it started to get a little bit repetitive towards the end, but after we'd given them some feedback, they did start changing it, and we played Dingo once, which was fun. So they were all right.
It was quite a lot of one-on-one, and it worked a lot better as we got further in and we decided to do it in groups where more people could have conversation. I think that they helped people who like weren't so good at talking still get involved, and it's just an easier way to pass the time than just having conversations about it.
I feel like people can relax more when they're outdoors, and especially sometimes when we were there, there was such good weather and we didn't really make most of it. So I feel like if we cater activities to whether we were doing it outside or inside, could have made a difference.
Yeah, I really liked going to the elderly homes because I just thought it was really fun to see like obviously not like the circle of life, but like to see how people are when they're older and like how hard it is for some of the carers to take care of them. So we were only there for an hour, and it was quite exhausting just to like have to answer the same questions multiple times every time they forgot. And I just think it's really interesting to see. I think an hour for us was probably long enough because by the end we were all quite tired and quite like, just we wanted to like have a laugh about some of the things that had been said and that like some of the experiences we'd had. But for them, I feel like by the time we were leaving, they all seemed quite sad and like, they now we're just gonna go and sit there for a while and just like drink tea.
It's made me definitely more aware of dementia, and also probably helped all of us, I think, learn how to deal with it and to just have that patience to be able to have the same conversations over and over again. And I think it was just really good for raising our awareness and like our sort of skill set when it comes to dealing with people with dementia.
I thought it also helped us to appreciate people who are like key workers and work with people like that, because like Renna said, even after an hour with them, it was like quite like emotionally taxing on us. So for them to be spending like their days like that, I think it's really interesting. Like, you like learn to respect them.
Yeah. Definitely learn a lesson about how I should spend my time with my grandparents, and how like every moment is very precious, and how I should make the most of them before they become like the people that we visit every Wednesday. I think obviously they didn't remember it in a long time, but I feel like you could see when you look at them, you could see that they were enjoying and having a good time.
Oh yeah. So we all together went with Miss Brown, who is our leader of the programme. She's great, by the way. And she brought along with her dog, which is trained. She's called
Ilse.
I definitely think this helped to excite a lot of the elderly. I think every time that Ilse and Miss Brown came in the room, some of their faces lit up. And when asked, do you like dogs? They'd be like, of course I like dogs. And they would be reaching for the dog almost. I definitely think that Ilse is great with the elderly people. I think she's very calm. And I think she's just great for that.
Finally, we'll be hearing from students who volunteered at Pinehurst and some of the challenges they faced working with residents living with dementia.
So like every Wednesday we'd come there and we'd play like games with them, like entertain them. Because karaoke, snakes and ladders, bingo, like and colouring in. So.
And we'd like talk to the residents to like get to know them and yeah.
What kind of people were you mixing with?
There's quite a few people with like dementia there, so got to like know how to interact with like, or you might have to repeat something you say like quite a few times, but I guess it's good to learn that skill.
I'm really patient in the way we like talk to them. For example, like repeating on something we have to a lot, but then like stress that you told them what they've asked you to repeat. Or like in the game, sometimes they don't really understand it, like the first few times.
So you've got to explain it really, like, really simply when you...
Yeah, so they can't stand it then. Can bang chat.
I had to, like, develop skills, which you might not have before, because quite a few people haven't come across people with dementia before.
My great-grandma had dementia, like, in her last few years before she died, so it was quite a lot, like, quite a few years ago, but I guess I hadn't experienced what that was like, which was quite, I guess, quite helpful to, like, know how to interact with people like that.
Yeah, sometimes you have to repeat yourself quite a lot of times and it could be a bit frustrating, but it's about like not being angry and like repeating it very calmly, so understand what you say.
Sometimes they would like ask where their like partner was, but they had died, so they're not dealing with those situations. It was a bit harder.
Yeah, also some of the residents were like just a bit harder to talk to, but as you like continue your time then, like you actually get to know them a bit and start talking to the ones that wouldn't have talked to you at the start.
Yeah, sometimes they didn't understand you at all, and sometimes they would just like go to topics or say things you didn't really understand, so it's quite hard to try and navigate that. Like with like repeat them maybe a few more times or try to relate with them or something else to try and understand it a bit better. Well, quite feeling like sports, for example, like one of them quite liked talking about his childhood sports. So that was quite nice to relate with him about that.
Yeah, quite a few of them in sport, but like most of them, I think you just had to like find something that they like enjoyed talking about. For like one guy, it was just this like one game.
I think I definitely learned like patience and sort of just to agree with what they say, because that's like what makes them happy, and not to like conflict what they say.
Yeah, and I definitely like talking in a different tone. I'm much more calm and like try not to get frustrated or angry after you've had to repeat it a few more times.
I think learning the, like more of a general point, but I think learning like the skill of being able to talk to people who maybe can't communicate as well as people like your own age is quite a very, like very important skill, I'd say, like going further into like life.
Just trying to gain like the old people, yeah, like perspective on things, because you can get quite frustrated, but like you kind of have to understand from their point of view, like they don't really understand because of like their dementia a lot that you say, so you just have to sort of see like where they're coming from, relate to that.
Not like communication with them, which was like, yeah, you had to navigate through that quite well.
Those things you had in common with the residents, like some hobbies or places you've been to, so you can always find something about them that you used to miss.
I thought it was a really interesting experience because, like I said earlier, like it's not a situation you experience often or maybe ever will. It's quite a cool way to find different perspectives and different like areas of life which you haven't really seen.
Yeah, I thought it was very beneficial for like maybe few people, like just in the future, like if they don't have many interactions with the older like generation, it's a good opportunity to like, as I said, like learn how to speak to old people, but also like, yeah, just interact with old people, which you haven't maybe done as much, you know.
I think that sometimes you just have to like get out of your comfort zone, because like it was just like you can always have straight conversations with them. So I think a lot of, yeah, to like not just stay on place.
It was like a beneficial experience. It's like you learn about more people than you'd usually come across, and like see like how some people's lives are compared to yours, like the differences between that.
Yeah, but it was really interesting to get to know like a different point of view of life and like talk to people who you don't usually talk to.
Yeah, it was very enriching because all the residents, some of them came from different places in the world, and you can hear new stories about how they their childhood in all these different countries. So it was nice to learn about like their cultures and their interests.
I think really positive impacts. Like some of them were really happy to see us every week, and some even remember their names. That was like a real highlight of their week. We came and like played some games or just chatted to them. So.
I think it made their time a bit more interesting, like during the week, because they had like different people to talk to. Yeah.
I think like this, especially like the staff, I think quite appreciated it, because, like, often like in like the care home, it's just a lot of like repeating like the same thing. So I think like a bit of like different activities during the week is probably good for the staff and the residents.
I'd say for like people doing this like next year and like years after, I think it's a very good thing to, very good global citizenship to do, because obviously, yeah, new skill to learn for later on in life. So I would recommend it.
Yeah, and you just have like a, you feel like you've had a good impact on the people when you've been there. So it's like a beneficial thing to do for yourself and for them.
And you just have to keep going with it, because like near the end, it got easier to like communicate with them. Whereas in that start, it was a lot harder.
What specific memories will you take away from this experience? Is there any moments that you thought, wow, this is really special and will stand out to you as you go forward?
Yeah, definitely. Like when we were playing games with the balls, like some of the residents, like they started laughing and like actually having fun for like the first time. So that was really nice to take away from the experience.
So one of the members called Joe, he really every time he came as visitors, he'd be really happy to see us and always like chatting to us. I thought that was the highlight of this week for us.
We want to say a huge thank you to all the staff and students who've taken part in GC this year.